This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. On today's show, we have Chief Executive Officer at First Nations Health Managers Association, the indomitable Marion Crowe. Today, Marion is going to join us to talk about Season 2 of the COVID-19, a First Nations Health Managers Association virtual town hall series. Marion, last year season was the first season of the COVID-19 series was such a success, and we all wish, I know, that we didn't have to have a second season. But we do, it's a necessity, and we are honored to have you here with us today on Nation Talk. Welcome.
Thanks, Andre, and hello to the Nation Talk listeners.
It's been a while since we spoke last, and I know that FNHMA continues to develop ways to support First Nations communities across Canada with really good, credible COVID-19 information. Can you tell me why, and especially now, why that is so important now more than ever?
Yes. Well, as you referred to, we are in season two. And I wish we didn't have to have a season two. However, we're in COVID 2 plus flu season. So really taking a look at the alarming rates at which COVID is becoming populated, not just in mainstream Canada, but also in First Nation communities. We're seeing the trends increase. Provinces like Quebec and Ontario are stepping back from the zones or the stages in which we were in. And I think it's really important for all of our listeners to remember that we are in a marathon, not a race. So we still have to remain vigilant about social distancing, wearing the mask, washing our hands, and being safe and healthy.
Marion, when COVID really came into our lives, we were coming literally into spring. Now it's coming back, but we're going into winter. Is there any way that those seasons make a difference other than the flu?
Adding the flu magnifies it. And I mean, I will say right off the top, I am not a health practitioner or clinician. I sit in an administration seat, as you know, but our partners are sharing with us information as to how those seasons are really influencing the COVID global pandemic crisis right now. People are going to be heading indoors. We saw a decrease over the summer months and now a big pickup with back to school. People will be heading back indoors, and that mimics flu symptoms as well in terms of watching those instances rise. We see that typically in the winter seasons and when kids are back, and this isn't any different. We need to still remain diligent, and when we look at the seasons, we've had three seasons now of this crisis, and it's like watching the leaves fall. It is ever changing. The science is changing, and I'm hopeful that we are getting close to a vaccine. And it's ever so important at this time that we remain committed to getting the flu vaccine, making sure immunization is at its best right now.
You recently launched your information service called InfoPoint. that does the work for those busy health managers who are looking for information, services available, and what's happening near their communities. Tell us how InfoPoint works and how those that need it are actually using it.
InfoPoint was born out of this whole crazy world that we're living in. I mean, for those of us that have the privilege of being in an area with good infrastructure, technology, people are being bombarded with information. It's not always accurate or reliable or relevant in this case. So we responded by gathering COVID-19 resources from all across Turtle Island. We actually have over 2,000 different resources in our database, which we can pull up at any time. So anyone who is too busy to cite, work through all of that information that's available, they can give us a call. Let us do the digging for you. We have non-Indigenous people who are calling in and using the service as well, because we are partnering with so many different organizations and agencies to get information out. And people can call us. We have full-time folks at FNHMA that's their sole responsibility, is to pick up that phone. Or people can send us an email as well. And we're committed to getting you the information you need within 30 minutes or less in French or English.
Wow. Marion, can you tell our listeners, how do the town halls actually work?
The town halls, again, were in response. We thought we were going to do one way back in March, and we invited our partners at Indigenous Services Canada, teamed up with the fabulous team at Nation Talk, to look after all of the back-end administration. My goodness, the work that happens behind the scene is incredible. And Dawn, Stella, the Chrises do an amazing job at keeping us professional and polished. But what we thought was going to be one is now 15 as of today.
Wow.
We took a little break in the summer and came back for COVID 2+ flu season 2. And what we do is we gather folks who have experiences to share, resources, information, and we get them live for 1 hour, where we are broadcast on ihtoday.ca. And a number of partners, our Indigenous media has really come through. We're broadcasting on APTN Facebook, FNHMA, and 150 Indigenous radio stations who pick us up. I have to say a great big thank you to folks like the NCI team in Manitoba, who have me on every single Thursday morning to talk about what's upcoming for Manitoba. It's at 12 o'clock, so I say, break some bannock with us and get some information.
Wow, I like that. That's the kind of language that we need, right? We need the language of comfort, the language that we understand. Now, we also hear there's going to be a big virtual celebration of all healthcare workers and this year's newly certified health managers. Can you tell us about it? Give us the date, the time, the lineup, agenda.
We're so excited to be doing a virtual event, a celebration. Unfortunately, we had to cancel our gathering of in-person in response to what's happening, but we didn't want to just cancel. Health workers deserve the best we have. And at this time, more than any other time, we need to thank, honor, and celebrate everybody who is keeping our nation safe. So as FNHMA does, we don't do things easy. We said, heck, let's do a three-hour celebration, and we will do it much like the town halls, where we share information. But really, these 3 hours on November 4th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern, is going to be about inspiring messages resiliency. We have music. We are going to honor the graduates who are coming out of the First Nation Health Managers Association Certified First Nation Health Manager Program. We are having an award of excellence, and that's in partnership with the Canadian Foundation for Healthcare Improvement. And we'll recognize somebody who has demonstrated excellence in leadership, specifically during these times. So I really hope all the listeners continue the support of their organization, FNHMA, through watching, sending in video clips. We're calling on powwow people. Get your regalia on. Take a video clip. Sing our songs of healing, of ceremony. Jingle dress dancers, you have the medicine in your regalia. Send us a message. We'll get that on the air on November 4th from 1 to 4.
Wow. It's wonderful to see the great national support of the Indigenous media community. We're also drawn into the mainstream, but there is a very large, functioning, sophisticated Indigenous media community out there across this country. And to have them helping to message out this important information, wow, that must make you feel really good.
It feels great that we have a community. And the Moccasin Telegraph is on fire about FNHMA. We appreciate all of that support. We wish we didn't have to do this, but it's just how we are. That is community. And you talked about we're a little bit unique from mainstream. One of the things that I wasn't expecting to happen through all of this information sharing was the audience, the diversity of audience. We thought maybe we'll have 50 health directors from community call in, watch. We at some point have 15 to 20,000 live viewers on a town hall, never mind all the people listening on radio. But the non-Indigenous community is participating. They are watching. They love the common language, the simplicity of how we articulate what's relevant, what's informative. And I'm so appreciative that there is education happening. It wasn't something we set out to do, but non-Indigenous communities are getting a sense of what First Nation Health Services delivery really is in a time when the truth and reconciliation calls to action need to be upheld, specifically 18 to 24. I am just delighted to see that happen.
Wow. Marion, that was almost poetic what you just said, but it speaks to as well, Indigenous people have always been leaders, right? And this is FNMHA's leadership in action. So I say kudos to you. How can people get involved to help support FNHMA and the fight against COVID-19?
There are so many ways that we can call upon people to support. One, keep sharing the information that you have. This isn't just about the challenges, but it's also sharing what has worked really well. There are so many wise practices that are emerging that the rest of Canada should hear about. So keep tuning in to join us on November 4th to thank those frontline folks. And the third is, if you happen to be a business that wants to support, we have sponsorship opportunities available so that we can recuperate some of the costs that are going to be happening or that we're incurring to put on a production of this kind. So get engaged with us, get your message out there. And we're also going to have an opportunity for every community member to engage during that day. We'll have a platform where you can buy a bouquet of flowers for $5 virtually and send a message to Maybe you know one of the graduates. Have a Facebook watch party so that you're still social distancing and watching together. And just thank everybody who is in this fight, because we are not alone. This is a global situation. And let's just hold each other up.
Oh, beautiful words. Thanks, Marion, for what you and the First Nations Health Managers Association are doing to support Indigenous health and the fight against COVID-19. We will see you on the weekly town halls at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until December 3rd, and of course on November 4th for the big virtual celebration on ihtoday.ca. For more details, go to fnhma.ca. We've been talking to Marion Crowe, CEO of the First Nations Health Managers Association. Chinooglitch to everyone, and thanks for joining us on another edition of Nation Talk.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.